Hello and welcome back to the Mandalorian Podcast. I'm Hayden Lonsager and I'm joined by Dean Grassi.
Hello.
And Andrew Savino.
Hello.
Today we're going to be talking about chapters 12 through 14 of the Mandalorian Podcast. All right, so to begin with, we have the episode of The Siege.
I'm not going to lie. So this, they showed a trailer and it showed all the scout troopers on like their on their bikes and stuff. Like on their speeder bikes, and I got so excited for this episode because I just thought it'd be really good. And it was all right. There wasn't as big of a battle as I thought there'd be, so it was kind of, you know, it was a little disappointing, but it was still a very good episode, and we found out a lot about the Imperials' intentions, you know, of post the Battle of Endor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we might have.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, it's been a while since we've watched The Mandalorian because of COVID and all that. But I think it's really good to kind of, like, we find out more about what the Imperials want to do and how they want to find out more about midichlorian counts.
So a short summary of the episode is the Razor Crest needs repairs and Baby Yoda becomes a temporary electrician. He's not very good at it, to be honest. And they go to Navarro again. Now, Navarro, it's now nicer now. There's less criminals. The Bounty Hunters Guild was destroyed, right?
The Bounty Hunters Guild. I don't think it was. I thought it was still up and running.
In Navarro, at least. I think they left Navarro.
It might have been.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, they were going around, and they were looking around and such. So, I think they eventually reach Cara Dune. That's her name. That's right.
Yeah.
And she is in a prison cell, and they're discussing about how there's one Imperial base left on the planet, right?
Yeah, and that's the Imperial base, the one that they go to.
They don't they think it's abandoned?
Yeah, they think it's abandoned.
Yeah, or it's, yeah.
Yeah, they said there was like a small force left, and they get there, and there's actually quite a few troopers left.
Yeah.
But that was like a good, that was a good fight scene. I like seeing the remnants of the Imperials. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of cool seeing where they've picked up after the Battle of Endor. Like, everything's destroyed.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to become the top dog. Like, you have Thrawn, you have, just a whole bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stormtroopers still can't hit for anything, though. So,
nope.
You know.
They never have, ever. They never have hit anything. I worded that kind of weird. But it's just, I don't know. That was a fairly good episode. It wasn't my favorite of the season, but it was all right.
Yeah. So they go to the base. It's in a lava place. And they also bring the guy from the first episode that Mando captured, you know, the blue guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't actually have a name throughout the series, which I found strange. Because, you know, he appears twice now, and I don't know how to pronounce it, Andrew.
Mithral, maybe?
Yeah, Mithral.
That's his species name.
Yeah.
So
he might not have a name. But yeah, it was kind of cool seeing him again because he was in the first episode. He was the first bounty.
So they get into this base, they kill a bunch of stormtroopers. Which is a very fun fight scene.
Yeah.
And eventually they find this strange room that's like a laboratory. And they are spliced into the console. And they, Dr. Pershing, I believe his name was.
I think you're right about that.
Yes, that's right.
They find the video thing of him. And they're testing, like, the blood samples of all of the specimens they have and counting their midichlorians, I believe, at least, and seeing how force-sensitive they are.
Yeah. And they think that's an old transmission, but it's only from about 3 days up, 3 days ago from the episode Scout.
Yeah.
Isn't this, they find out that Moff Gideon's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah, Moff Gideon didn't die. We knew that, but they didn't. So, you know.
In this scene, there's a lot of character development too, because Cara Dune gets offered a position with the Republic forces. Which at the end, we'll have to talk about Cara Dune and how she got fired from.
Yeah,
about to bring that
up. We can wait till the end.
Yeah.
Also, we've got to mention Jean's guy.
Oh, yes.
He was brief, a short time.
Most important part of this.
Then Disney caught it and actually edited him out, which
pathetic
is sad.
Disney.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah. So they escape the place, then eventually an Imperial spy during the episode puts a tracker on the Razor Crest, so, you know. Yeah. The Imperials can see it.
Because they know that they have Grogu.
That was during the repair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then at the very end, the Dark Troopers are revealed, which are like these mechanical stormtroopers.
I thought that was lame. I'm not going to lie. They? I don't like the aspect of them being like robots.
Robots, yeah. Androids. I understand. I feel the same way. But it's a lot more satisfying though, because there's like a clone trooper, and it's like, you know, it's like a, you know, the Imperial Army.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
what you mean by that.
Anyway, the next episode is The Jedi, or more appropriately titled The Citizen. Very fun episode. What are your thoughts on it, Andrew?
Yeah, I was excited, I'm not going to lie.
Were you very excited?
I was. The first scene got me going whenever I saw those white blades.
Lightsabers come out. She's just taking people out over the forest. No, that's for physicals. Anyway.
Let's just pretend that isn't going on.
Yeah. So, Mando hears about the Jedi. He hears about there being a Jedi on, I forget what planet it is.
It is, I never wrote down the planet. Crap.
I don't, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they didn't say it. But basically, it's under rule of like a tyrannic type of person.
It's like kind of trashy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because
it's like a very dirty,
a very dumpy
planet.
Place. Yeah. What? I mean,
it's dark.
That's why they all live in like their little hut thing. And
yeah.
Also, the dictator lady, which her name is Morgan Elizabeth.
Okay.
Her right-hand man, Lang, is an Imperial sent there to kill Ahsoka, like assist in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was an Imperial.
I believe so.
Huh. I didn't know that. Although that makes sense because they're trying to find all the Jedi.
Kill off all the Jedi.
Yeah. So Mando meets up with Ahsoka. You know, very...
Very casually.
Yeah.
Like, I think it starts out with a small battle, but then goes into instantly like, yeah, we know each other.
Yeah, you know, they're cool with each other.
Yeah.
But basically, so Ahsoka finds Grogu, and she sees Grogu, and he's like, I need him trained.
I don't know who Grogu is yet.
I guess not Grogu, Baby Yoda.
We find that out this episode.
Yeah.
We finally figure out this little dude's name.
The true identity.
Yeah, Ahsoka can understand Baby Yoda somehow. Let's just question that as much as we can.
It's just
and
wild.
His name is Baby, no, Grogu.
His name is Baby Yoda to us.
Yes, it's his true name.
In the Star Wars universe, it's Grogu. And basically she's able to like kind of communicate with him, and the Mandalorian wants Ahsoka to take Grogu and become a Jedi. But one thing that Jedis really have to be good at is having no emotional attachments. But Grogu is so attached to the Mandalorian, Din Djarin, that he just like doesn't want to leave him, and that really kind of hinders his. And Ahsoka feels that presence.
Yeah.
Also, you know, Grogu's 50 years old already.
Yeah, so he's had quite a good bit of time to think about things.
Yeah.
And that little egg.
So Grogu, no, not Grogu, Ahsoka. Ahsoka agrees to help Mando. No, Ahsoka gets Mando to help her.
Morgan. Take over the village because she wants the people to be free. And it's really like they torture all the villagers and stuff. Just not a nice place to live.
No. You know? Yeah. Not at all.
What did I write down here as? Where is it? Dictator lady, that's right.
Morgan Elizabeth.
Or something.
Some weird name. They all have weird names in the galaxy. So.
She's not that huge of a character.
No, she.
She's kind of a.
Just one,
one
like
one
a
episode.
One off enemy.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like a.
She also has the space. She also has the Beskar stick.
Yeah, she had the Beskar
spear. Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's such a key because I knew that it would end up with Moff Gideon, and like that was such a big clue because the Beskar can't be cut by like the lightsaber.
Yeah. And wasn't that part of like Ahsoka's deal with Mando? He gets the staff.
Oh yeah. No, it was Morgan Elizabeth makes deal. Mando. That if Mando goes out and kills the Jedi, he gets a stick made of Beskar.
Which is pretty
fair. He doesn't get to use it against the Jedi, but anyway.
Yeah. And then after that, Ahsoka tells Mando to go to this one planet. I didn't write any, no, it's Tython. That's right, I did write that one down.
Yeah.
He tells her to go there and find these Jedi ruins so that Baby Yoda can, like, I guess it's a Wi-Fi hotspot to signal out to all the Jedis.
Oh, yeah.
This, well, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to chapter 14 yet, but
we are at chapter 14 now, Dean.
Okay, well, basically, this is what fans have been waiting for 4 years since they saw Boba Fett. Boba Fett's big fight scene. He's taking stormtroopers out left and right. He's taking them out totally, like, just a bad ASS, and it was just great to watch. Finally, what people want to see in Boba Fett was that.
It was kind of off-putting, though, because he I'm going to say it, he gained some weight.
I mean, that happens with age.
yeah, I mean.
So, at least I'm just glad that they got back, like, the original.
He seems to age about 60 years within the 6 years in the universe.
No, it must have been a rough time for him.
Yeah.
Think about it. He was in a Sarlacc pit. It must not have been very relaxing.
He was stress eating in there.
He was stress eating.
Yeah, so Boba Fett was hunting down the Mandalorian in order to get back his armor, because, you know, he's a Mandalorian. Armor's important to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he also revived Fennec Shand, which was that one assassin lady
Yeah, she was a sniper lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of, it's weird how they have just thrown her in and kind of already how much of a big character she's become. Like, she is in The Mandalorian. She plays a fairly big role in The Mandalorian. She's going to be in the Bad Batch series that Disney's coming out. She was in the trailer of the Bad Batch series, and she's going to be in the Book of Boba Fett. So, like, they're really...
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I watched a trailer, and I was like, they show her, like, her visor and stuff, and they are and people are kind of like, wow, they're already throwing in people from The Mandalorian into...
Yeah, so while Mando was talking with Boba Fett, Baby Yoda turned on his Wi-Fi hotspot, and he's broadcasting to the galaxy.
Giant beam of light just shooting up to the sky.
Yeah, honestly, that doesn't tell, you know, that doesn't show there's a Jedi there or anything. Totally normal.
Yeah, and then the Imperials attack.
And then Mando goes up to, like, he runs up to Grogu to
try to...
But he can't do anything, because Grogu's within, like, the Force realm.
He's in a Force field area, and...
The Force
doesn't he eventually, like, knock Mando out because he, like, tries to give him...
No, he knocks him back, but...
Yeah, he just kind of, like...
No, but doesn't he, like, pass out?
No, he just gets thrown back hard. I don't think he passes out, but he gets thrown back.
He gets, like, woozy. Like, he's kind of like, oh, man, and he kind of, like, just gets up. But then he's like, all right, well, I got to go fight those Imperials.
Yeah, so while the Imperials are assaulting the area, Boba Fett goes and grabs his armor. You know, he just sort of walks up. Puts it on, then we have one of the coolest fight scenes, arguably, in Star Wars.
Agreed.
Easily.
Legendary.
Yeah,
that was definitely what... That was such a good part. Everybody, you could just tell it was, like, such an enlightening part for all of the, like, you know, people that like Boba Fett and have watched him for years from the originals.
And I'm finally glad, like, they're finally giving him the, like, respect he needs. Because...
He's finally being used.
In the original movies, he was not... He wasn't used enough.
Yeah, He kind of captured Han Solo, took him back, then he dies.
He's one of the coolest characters that was barely used.
Agreed. Yeah. I think same with his dad, Jango.
Jango Fett was only in
that's
for
a
like
different.
Jango Fett has. You have the comic book read for Jango Fett.
Yeah.
So then during this, the Dark Troopers, these robots, they go down and they kidnap Baby Yoda because he gets done at the perfect time for them just to come down and say, oh, yay, child.
Yeah, and they basically Imperials come down, they take him, and now, so they have Baby Yoda, total worst case of anything, because that's basically...
Little tear came to everyone's eye watching that one.
Yeah, that's the Mandalorian's, like, kid, and they're just, you know, it's kind of like a blow, it's kind of like, oh, well, but I think we all saw that coming.
We all knew that it was.
Oh, and also the Imperials destroyed the Razor Crest.
Yeah.
That's a big part.
Blew it up.
And all that remained was the stick of Beskar.
Yeah, at least you got that.
So then, using the Slave One, Boba Fett agrees to help Mando get back Baby Yoda. Because, you know, that was the deal in exchange for the armor.
Yeah.
And they go to... I forget what planet it is, but they... No, it might have been Navarro. They pick up Cara Dune because she's become a Republican Marshal.
Yeah.
And then they go to a prison planet where they find the one Mayfield. He was the guy with the three arms in the, I think it was the fifth episode where they capture the fugitive guy out of the spaceship.
On the prison ship.
Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get him for the mission because he is an ex-Imperial, actually.
Forget he had good character development. At first, I was kind of like, you know, I don't really care for this guy. But now, I'm glad, knowing his backstory of how he was an Imperial. And he just kind of, he shoots the Imperial officer. That part was pretty cool.
I like that.
Dean, save it for next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm spoiling too much.
Yeah. All right, so that's pretty much it. Now, so anything you guys would like to discuss?
Well, next season, I know that Cara Dune's going to be dead, and...
Or something's going to be...
Something's going to be... She's off somewhere, because we won't see her again, because she posted...
No, I heard... I saw another thing that she'll be returning, like, into something else.
Really?
Like, yeah. She'll still be in the
Star Wars universe. I thought Disney totally fired her.
I think they're reconsidering it after what happened, because a bunch of people were mad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that caught flame real quick.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, really, that's all we got for this time. That was 15 minutes of good talk.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, everyone, I guess this has been the Mandalorian Podcast. Have a good day.